Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trade this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 590, down 3 on the open. May opened at $6.15, down 4 on the open. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 556, down 7.75 on the open. March corn opened at 365.5, down 5 on the open. May, 376, down 5.75. July, 386.5, down 6. September, 397.75, down 5. December, 410, down 6. March of 2010, 423.75, down 6.25 on the open. March soybeans opened at 9.45, down 14.5 on the open. May, 9.51, down 14.75. July, 9.57, down 16. November, 9.10, down 15. January of 2010, 9.22, down 13 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.01, down 5.20 on the open. May, 2.99, down 5.70. March soybean oil opened at 31.52, down 24 on the open. May, 31.90, down 25. February live cattle opened at 83.50, down 40 on the open. March feeders, 93.70, down 30. February lean hogs opened at 57.15, down 75 on the open. And March bellies opened at 81.70, up 10 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the market is John Hester of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. How about you this day, sir?
Oh, we're doing fine over here. A little snow this morning, but that's okay. It's wintertime.
That fluffy stuff?
Yeah. It's just kind of a typical winter day. A little blowing and a little snow.
Well, something's blowing at the marketplace as well, at least to the downside, as we're experiencing off of the opening bell follow-through of yesterday's downturn. What do you make of this?
I think it's, like you stated, carryover selling from yesterday. South American weather is supposedly, quote, improved. They had some rain down there last night, maybe a little more than it was expected. They're talking a little more rain in the next two or three days than was first expected. I mean, by no means probably a drought buster, but it is enough rain to hopefully stabilize things for a while. Also, we have the dollar's down a little bit today, and crude oil's kind of a non-event. The micro markets really are not contributing much to it today. And then on the other hand, there's no Chinese buying of grains right now, and that's a little negative to market too. So, and we went right down to the 40-day moving average in the beans, and we bounced off of that a little bit. And you know, the 50-day moving average in beans is 924, and that's a possibility also. So I'm looking for the 40-day moving average at around 938 in the March beans to hold today, and hopefully we can have a turnaround Tuesday later in the day, and maybe we can close to steady. But, you know, it doesn't look very good right now.
So are we beginning to put aside ideas of then remaining in a trading range? We've been in a trading range essentially for the month of December and January. A fairly wide trading range, but a trading range nonetheless. Are we going to remain there, or are we going to go and try a leg down here?
What I consider the trading range was about 950 to 1040, and we've kind of broken out of that to the bottom side. And, if we close below 950, 945 today in that area, then it appears to me like on a chart that would set up a new leg down. We'd be setting new parameters. Then 45 to 50 would become overhead resistance instead of support.
And then would we be targeting, 917, the 50% retracement level?
I think there should be good support around that 917, 920. But, if they take that out, I've read some experts' quotes are thinking that we may go down and test the December lows, which would be on another 80 cents lower in the beans and roughly 40 cents lower in the corn. I hope it doesn't happen, but, ethanol, we have ethanol plants going broke every day and every week, and, corn usage for ethanol is way down, so the demand in the corn is not there, and I don't see anything right, on the horizon yet that's going to bolster corn demand higher.
After this week of rain in Argentina, and I think there are three separate rain events that are being talked about, the second week of the forecast looks like it's supposed to turn drier again, and February still is the main key month for soybeans over much of Argentina. Argentina, of course, a big, awful big piece of ground, but for a big chunk of it, February, this part of February, key. Do you think that we might let's say we go down and do a little bit of a test of some of these levels that we've been talking about? If the weather turns more bullish, do you think we'd be right back up into the levels that we were at the beginning of the week by maybe next Monday?
Oh, I think that's a definite possibility, and I don't know, Dave, I've saw a few pictures that have came out of Argentina, and I'm sure they were the worst pictures that they could take, or they showed the worst pictures or the worst crop conditions. But, what I saw, that, 10 inches of rain wouldn't have saved the crop because they were dead. The corn was dead. The beans were dead. The sunflowers, they were just dried up. So rain's not going to help them, I don't know really, do we in central United States or in the Midwest, do we really know how bad the crop is in Argentina? The only thing that I know is what I read on the wire, and I don't know how good that information is. But, yes, if we may come in Monday morning and they may say, well, the crop was too far gone to help at any, and away we go to the upside again.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. It's been a very interesting performer in the last week or so, actually.
I think the wheat market is, my personal opinion is, it's in a bottoming action. I think we're going to have some weather damage to the U.S. wheat. The world wheat supplies are down just a little bit, and I think the demand will be there for wheat. But right now, the world economy is so bad, none of the wheat-buying nations, as the corn and the beans, are not buying it. They're not buying much this week, so that's put pressure on the wheat, and I think the bean pressure is also forcing the corn and the wheat down this week.
If wheat is beginning to look for a bottom, finding a bottoming action, as you say, is it the first that could potentially lead this market higher to the upside then?
I think it's possible, yes. I mean, that's yet to be seen, but it is a possibility. If that happens, if the wheat leads the way out, the corn will follow, and the beans will be the one, tagging behind. They'll be the last one to follow. But we all know that if corn goes up, beans are going to follow to a certain extent, and wheat also. So, they're not going to run independent of each other for more than a day or two.
Thank you much, John.
Hey, we'll see you later, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John Hester, he is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City March wheat, 590 down 3. At the Board of Trade March wheat, 558 and a quarter down 5 and a quarter. Now 558 and a half down 5 and a quarter. March corn, 363 and three quarters down 6 and three quarters, now down 6 and a half. July, 385 and a half down 7. December corn at 409 and a half down 6 and a half. March crude is not trading at the moment, but the RBOB for March is up and running. It's at 112 and 5 tenths, and it's up 2 and 3 tenths. Make that down 2 and 3 tenths, excuse me. March beans, 944 down 15 and a half. May, 949 and a quarter down 16 and a half. July, 955 and three quarters down 17 and a quarter. November, 905 down 20. March soybean meal, 320 down $6. March soybean oil, 3160 down 16. February live cattle, 8325 down 65. March feeders, 9340 down 60. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.